This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Democratic lawmakers have introduced President Joe Biden's immigration bill Thursday that would provide one of the quickest routes to citizenship of any proposed legislation in recent years. California Congresswoman Linda Sanchez says 11 million undocumented immigrants are the backbone of America's economy.
They deserve the opportunity to succeed. They deserve permanent relief. And they deserve the opportunity to fully contribute to the place that they already love and call home. This time, we are going to get it done.
The measure, which would allow some 11 million current U.S. residents to become citizens within 8 years, includes an increase in visas and funding for processing asylum applications. The bill reflects priorities President Biden presented on his first day in office. A new UN report says humans are making Earth a broken and increasingly unlivable planet through climate change, biodiversity loss, and pollution. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said 2021 is what he called a make-or-break year.
Human well-being lies in protecting the health of the planet, and it's time to reevaluate and reset our relationship with nature.
Unlike past UN reports that focused on one issue and avoided telling leaders actions to take, Thursday's report combines three intertwined environmental crises and tells the world what's got to change. It calls for changing what governments tax, how nations value economic input, how power is generated, the way people get around, the way they fish and farm, as well as what they eat. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Daily protests continued across Myanmar on Thursday. We get more from Reuters' Libby Hogan.
The Myanmar military issued arrest warrants to six celebrities who were accused of encouraging civil servants to strike and join the protest against this month's coup. The strikes have paralyzed many government offices and businesses, but one name on the warrant list, actor Lu Min, posted defiantly on his Facebook page that, quote, "It's amazing to see the unity of our people. People's power must return to the people." Despite junta appeals for civil servants to return to work and threats if they do not, there has been no sign of the strikes easing. Motorists in Yangon also continued with a campaign to show their opposition to the coup by driving at a snail pace throughout downtown traffic on Thursday. Nearly 500 people have been arrested for taking part in the protests.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday defense ministers had made no final decision on its military presence in Afghanistan. Speaking at a virtual news briefing in Brussels, Stoltenberg said that the mission cannot resolve itself until peace talks are made.
So it is now imperative to re-energize the peace process. All sides must seize this historic opportunity for a peaceful settlement. Without further delay.
NATO has just under 10,000 troops in the war-ravaged country, helping to train and to advise the Afghan security forces.
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
A NASA rover has landed on Mars in an epic quest to bring back rocks that could answer whether life ever existed on the red planet. The six-wheeled Perseverance hurtled through the thin orange atmosphere and settled onto the surface Thursday in the mission's riskiest maneuver yet. Perseverance will collect geological samples that will be brought back to Earth in about a decade to be analyzed for signs of ancient microscopic life. The landing of Perseverance marks the third visit to Mars in just over a week. Two spacecraft from the United Arab Emirates and China swung into orbit around the red planet on successive days last week. A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 0.38%. The S&P fell by 0.44%. The Nasdaq slid by 0.72%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.